David Vaughan.
The Museum of Applied Arts in Prague's Old Town houses some impressive collections, including porcelain, jewellery, clocks, furniture and costume. It's one of the city's most popular museums, and its collections bear witness to Central Europe's rich cultural history. But behind each exhibit, there is also at least one human story, and a new book called Navrati Pamyati, or Bringing Back Memory, reminds us that these stories can sometimes be tragic. The book maps the several hundred artefacts in the museum's collections that had belonged to Jewish owners before the German occupation in World War II. During the war, property belonging to anyone not considered racially pure was confiscated with an obsessive thoroughness, and the great majority of the rightful owners perished in the Holocaust. The book's authors, Helena Krejčovar and Mario Vlček, have painstakingly tried to map the story not just of these stolen artefacts, but also of the people from whom they were stolen. Helena Krejčovar gives one example.
Co mě nejvíc dojímá, je krátký příběh Kamily Mautnerové, která má...
The story that made the biggest impression on me was that of Kamila Mautnerová, who has a sugar bowl illustrated in the book. The bowl is all that remained of her family. Her husband was stolen and sent to a concentration camp. She, with two small children and her mother-in-law, was deported via the Terezín ghetto to the east. He was executed, and 14 days later the rest of the family was killed. It must have been awful for the family to be separated like that. They must have thought about each other, and they all had such a dreadful fate. This sugar bowl really is the only thing left to remind us of the family.
The bowl that Helena Krejčová points out is a beautiful and delicate piece of Bohemian crystal, dating from the turn of the century. Like all the other works that have been uncovered, it is illustrated in the book. The president of the Federation of Jewish Communities in the Czech Republic, Tomáš Kraus, sees the book as a monument to the victims.
I think what very important is to make a commemoration of these people, because this would be a monument of these people. This would be somehow a reminder that this was a very significant community in this country. It still is, but at that time there were many art collections inside the community and art collectors, and nobody is mentioning them now because nobody knows about them. So this book is for the first time trying to trace the fates of these families.
The Federation of Jewish Communities in the Czech Republic played a central role in initiating the publication of the book.
It is an outcome of a joint effort of our federation and the Czech government. In late 90s, there was an effort internationally, which I think we can say that was started here in Prague, to find out what we now call the Holot era assets. And a very important part of these assets is art collections. We have established a joint commission together with the government, and one of the outcomes of the commission is to research the archives and to research also the museums, because until now we were not quite sure what part of the collections in not only Arts and Crafts Museum in Prague, but all museums and galleries around the country are having the former Jewish property, which has been confiscated during the Nazi time and which in many cases was never returned.
I mean, this begs the question. I mean, one of the original impulses was the idea of returning property to people who had it confiscated or to their heirs. In practice, that's proved very difficult, hasn't it?
It is very difficult because the main obstacle is that there are no heirs. It goes hand in hand with the legislation which was adopted by the Czech parliament, and the legislation is enabling the return, but only to those heirs in direct heritage line, which is also a little of a complication.
So that means children and grandchildren.
Exactly. Another problem is that there was a lack of documentation, so even people who might have survived, this would be a third or second generation, if they would have claimed, they even don't know that they could. So very important part of it is to spread around the information of these possibilities.
The work of mapping what happened to the confiscated works of art and their owners has only just begun. But the example of the Museum of Applied Arts is now being followed by other museums and galleries, including Prague's National Gallery. The work is far from easy, especially given that the years of German occupation were followed by 40 years of communism, when collections were broken down still further, with little or no consideration for their original owners. The research is being carried out through a special documentation centre, set up 6 years ago on the initiative of the Czech government. Its board is chaired by Pavel Jarasek.
There is a lot of work to do because in the Czech museums there are about 64 million collection items, you know. And to do provenance research in such a huge entity of collection items, of works of art or whatever, it's really a difficult task. So I think that many items have been already returned, but there are still many unclear cases we have to be focused on.
And what percentage of these items which are documented, where you find out their provenance, are actually returned to the heirs of the original owners?
Well, in the special database www.restitutionart.cz, there were about 7,000 objects published, and according to Law 212 from the year 2000, about 1,000 objects have already been returned.
The director of the Museum of Applied Arts, Helena Koenigsmarkova, is convinced of the importance of such research.
I think it's very important, and if it's not already too late, at least it's there, because it's such a kind of book will stay somehow forever.
So do you think, in a sense, it's part of the conscience of the museum that it should explore the origins of its collections?
Definitely.
And there's a paradox, isn't there, that the more successful you are in your research and in your work, the more likely you are to lose some of your prize exhibit objects which have been in the museum and will be returned to their original owners or to the heirs of the original owners.
What's published in this book is about 300 objects, and so in relation to the full content of our collection, it's not so much.
And what are some of the most interesting objects?
A very important part of this collection is porcelain, Meissen porcelain, which has been part of the private collection of Viktor von Kahler, who was a famous collector in Prague, and also from the Josef Polak, it was another collector of antique objects, special porcelain of Meissen, and in the case of Josef Polak, it is miniature painting on porcelain, Czech origin, very good quality.
Když ten Viktor Kahler, který odešel do emigrace po sbírce pátral.
The collector Viktor Kahler managed to emigrate in time, and after the war he tried to trace his collection in the various occupied zones of Germany, especially the American zone. He wrote a detailed description of what had been in his collection. He referred to one particular teapot, which was quite unique and was well known in specialist circles. It was one of the earliest known Meissen teapots in the form of a Chinaman, as was popular in the Baroque period. He's standing on a toad, and the lid on his head was also in the form of a toad. The handle was of pure gold in the form of a girl. I'm afraid that it will never turn up. I rather fear that during the war someone went off with the gold handle and broke the rest.
The Meissen teapot is just one of many artifacts that are probably lost forever. But as the book Navrati Pamyeti shows, much does survive. The book is beautifully produced, with colour illustrations of each of the confiscated items still in the museum's collection. The text is in Czech, but with summaries in English, including the often moving biographies of those from whom the items were stolen. The illustrations also include some extraordinary photographs from the time of the occupation. These black-and-white images document the work of the body set up by the Nazis, collect and redistribute property confiscated in Bohemia and Moravia. The organization was called the Treuhandstelle. In German, Treuhand means true hand, and the warped National Socialist logic behind the name was that property would come into the true hands of the ethnically pure. Still more grotesque was the fact that the Nazis forced members of what remained of the country's Jewish communities to carry out the day-to-day work documenting the stolen property. Sooner or later, they too were sent to the camps.
This is one of the Nazi atrocities, because it was not only that these people had to do it, but the whole process of even, I would say, the Holocaust or the Shoah was financed from Jewish sources. It was from these confiscations, which with, I would say, German accuracy, which might seem as perverse in a way. Even the accounting was done from Jewish assets. And this was the confiscation, which part of that was art.
The depth of research into the details of how the whole horrific process was carried out make the book an important document of Holocaust research in the Czech Republic, and remind us vividly of the fate of Czech citizens singled out for discrimination and ultimately annihilation, just because of their origins. If you'd like to find out more about the book, Navrati Pamäti, Bringing Back Memory, by Helena Krejčová and Mario Vlček, you can find links from our website, www.radio.cz, and you can find the Museum of Applied Arts just opposite the Rudolfinum Concert Hall near the Charles Bridge here in Prague.